And start recording, and then we can share this along with the minutes after the meeting. We'll send out an email. Thank you, everyone, for coming. This is technically a delayed business meeting. Typically, the business meeting is held in early summer, but this year we actually decided to delay it just a little bit. So we'll cover a little bit of old business things that happened over the summer, mostly at the conference, but then we'll focus more on what's going on now with the division, and we will hopefully then wrap it up with questions and send out minutes to those who weren't able to attend. I'm Virginia Stage, the chair today, this year, not just today. And I wanted to go ahead and introduce the rest of the executive committee. This would be the committee for this year versus last year. So Marissa Burgermaster is our chair-elect from Columbia University Medical Center. Mallory Konins from USDA NEPA is our communications person. Brandy Jo Milleron, excuse me if I mess up anybody's names, from Drexel University is on our membership committee. Amanda Peterson, ACPP, from Vidant Medical Center here in North Carolina. Caroline Dunn, who's not with us today, but she is our annual conference planning committee representative from the University of South Carolina. Alicia Gaines also wasn't able to attend, but she's our fundraising representative from Cornell. Naomi Arbet, Issues and Resolutions, and then Sarah Listen from UT is also our student representative. A few of our committee members couldn't make this particular call, but I'm sure they'll look back at the minutes. And we thank them for their service this year. We're greatly appreciated to have a full committee this early on. I know some people are still looking for volunteers, so we're very happy about that. Before we jump into sort of new business, what's happening this year, I wanted to re-review what had happened over the summer, particularly for those who might be new to the division or those who maybe didn't have a chance to attend the conference. I actually didn't get to attend the conference this summer, so I'm going to let Marissa Burgermaster actually cover some of our old business and what happened over the conference.
Hi, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm going to talk about the wonderful success of Higher Education Division's participation in the 2016 SNEB Conference. So to start out, we presented our second annual Scholarship of Teaching and Learning Award this summer to Sarah Ash, who's at NC State University. It was fantastic to have the opportunity to thank Dr. Ash for her contributions to teaching and learning in the area of nutrition, education, and behavior throughout her career. We also awarded five student and early career awards. These are part of our mission to engage members and also think about promoting higher education within SNEB. We gave out two early career awards, and they're listed in the notes if you have those. The winners are listed in the notes if you have those open. Two early career awards, two doctoral student awards, two master's student awards, and one undergraduate student award. The splitting the student awards into categories was new this year, as were the early career awards, and we partnered with the membership committee to provide the award winners with a small stipend to offset the cost of attending the meeting, and also the winners of these awards will be provided with their society membership for next year. And Rachel, jump in is that for everybody? If that's not for everybody, jump in and let us know. Um, 47 abstracts were submitted, and thank you to all of you, some of whom are probably on the phone, for contributing to the abstract review process, which was separate from the conference abstract acceptance. We also, through the same system, submittable, used a rubric, Kerr researcher abstracts for these awards. We are going to be working on improving the flow of that, as well as the quality of the rubric used to decide on who is getting the awards. Definitely, we use a blinded review process, and at least two reviewers, although in some cases three reviewers, were evaluated each of the abstracts that were submitted. And finally, we also presented a session, a panel discussion, or panel presentation on the scholarship of teaching and learning. And thank you to Natalie Cook, Amanda Peterson, and Carla Shelnut, who participated on that panel with me. It was, for the timing, well attended and definitely well received by those who chose to attend that session. So thanks again, and it was great to see everybody who was at the conference this year, and I think we're going to be talking about how we will improve member engagement at next year's conference during the new business. Thanks so much.
And I realized one thing that I forgot to put on here, which is terrible because it's a big event that we typically do every year, is the dinner.
I had thought of that. I forgot to say it. I can sorry, Virginia, do you want me to talk about it?
Yeah, we just talked a little bit about it.
Okay, so we did end up having a fantastic dinner. It was a great experience for those of you who are on the call who were not there. It was wonderful, and I hope you're able to join us next year. I do not have the number of people who attended off the top of my head, but it was somewhere in the vicinity of 30 people. So fantastic turnout, despite the fact there are always so many things going on at SNEB. There were a number of students who attended. Certainly, I'm sure the fact that we paid for students' dinners was a motivation, but it was still wonderful that they took advantage of that. And what else was I? Oh, that being said, there were also a number of faculty and professionals who, from a range of career experience, who attended as well. We had fantastic conversation, not particularly, there wasn't a lot of scripted games or specific introductions, but it really did seem that a lot of engaging conversation happened, and it was really just nice to have it in San Diego. We were outside. It was beautiful weather, and it really we got a lot of feedback about how much everybody enjoyed it and looks forward to it next year. Okay, now I'm done.
Thanks, Marissa. And one of the things that Marissa and I have been talking about quite a bit this year when it comes to that dinner is actually taking our business meeting from online back to in person to facilitate more of that engagement and encourage more members to actually attend the dinner. Plus, we felt like it was just better for networking and actually getting to know one another. So I think this business meeting has been online for maybe 2 years now. We found it's not overly well attended, and the in-person would just help us get to know each other face-to-face a little bit better. So moving on to new business, which is really going to be the focal point of this call, we wanted to just cover some of the things that we'll be doing this year so you know what to look forward to. You can see on the agenda we have three primary areas that we're focusing on. We continue to promote SODL, which has been a big focus for the last 2 or 3 years, ever since Susie Goodell really came on board and began pushing SODL activities. So we'll continue the SODL activities that have been established over the past few years through abstracts, awards, as well as just visual engagement at SNEB through sessions when we can. And we'll talk a little bit about some of the sessions that are going to get submitted here for the October 7th deadline for next year's conference. One of the things that we really do want to hope to promote more so this year is getting our senior researchers involved as well, those that are engaged with SODL and with higher ed, to hopefully connect them back to some of the younger researchers, but students as well, and build more of those collaborations. And then finally, we definitely want to improve communication. SNEB is doing some work via new websites, which Rachel will talk about a little bit later on at the end of this call, which I think will help with a little bit of that. But we're also open to ideas from really the higher ed community about how we can better engage and communicate with you. So any ideas that you might have on that without it being overwhelming, I realize in academia we're all pretty busy, but whatever we can do to reach out to you and make you feel part of the division, we're definitely open to those ideas. We have membership laid out. We're actually up in terms of our membership. I want to say it was about 25, 26 members up from the previous year. And you can see the numbers outlined here. I think it was since 2015, we're up 25 people. We have more full professional members now, and international was actually the category that increased the most. We had two, I think, in about 2015, and now we have nine, which is pretty impressive. And our students are actually increasing as well. So interesting membership outlay there. And so we may want to look at doing some outreach to certain individuals and see what they may be interested in getting from our division as well. Finances haven't changed too much. 1 second. I apologize. I do have an infant. Hold on. Marissa, can you pick up with finances?
Of course. So, as Virginia was saying, we budgeted, so we had a just over $1,500 budget, and spent this budget on the student awards, and that's actually why we have a higher budget than most of the other divisions, and we used $500 to supplement to subsidize the cost of the social gathering for at least for the students. We'll see how many people sign up for the dinner that usually would be, or perhaps it'll be the business meeting as well this year. Continuing on, although Virginia, do jump in whenever you're ready to do so.
I'm back. I apologize. Great. This is why I wasn't actually able to attend the conference this summer. I have a brand new infant. He's not quite ready for daycare yet. But yes, so Marissa covered the finances, about $1,500 there. We have already done a webinar, which was with Natalie Cook, and we had about 76 people in attendance. Five actually played the video, and 11 played the podcast. If anyone has any ideas for spring webinars or hot topic ideas, or just so that brings me to future conference programming. We are going to continue with our conference awards, so our SODL awards, abstract awards. They won't change in terms of how they were laid out last year, so we'll continue to divide those by students. We will need reviewers, so look out in early spring for requests for those. And also, please encourage people to submit nominations or nominate yourself for these awards. The SODL Awards, we typically have only been getting one, two at the most for the past couple years. We're hoping that interest will begin to pick up and we'll get more applications. So definitely spread the word on those. And then we always have a good number of abstracts to review for the different categories, so it's nice that we have more division between the students especially. As Marissa mentioned before, we are working on a new rubric to help reviewers when they're looking through the abstracts for the student awards in the system. So hopefully that system will be improved not just on the back end, but then also on the front end when they're actually submitting the abstract to be a little bit more clear. We do have a project that we've been working on with the Child Division. It's actually a poster competition dealing with undergraduate research, and that is has been piloted last year. I think Rachel could probably confirm this. We piloted the evaluation process in person, and then this next year we'll actually be putting it into action. And so more to come on that, but we're working now, again, in Submittable with Rachel to figure out how we can get students to identify themselves for this competition. It'll work a little different than abstract awards, where abstracts are actually submitted and then we're reviewed and awards are given before the conference even begins. This will actually be an in-person type competition. So Marissa, can you jump in and talk a little bit about the proposals for the annual meeting?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. So we're planning to submit, as usual, a proposal on the scholarship of teaching and learning, and we're excited to report that there was a proposal from some of the division members to submit. Let me rewind a little bit. So typically that SODL session is proposed by the executive committee, not because it's required to be that way, but because it just so happens that we're the only ones who are thinking about it. So we are very pleased to have input from other members of the division, specifically Jeff Green, who's on the call, for an idea for this scholarship on teaching and learning session. So we really like to promote this participation in the broader division in the future. And in just a moment, I'm going to ask Jeff to talk about the proposal. We're also planning to submit a proposal on teacher professional development that Virginia, Caroline, and I have been working on, and Pam Cook as well. And that'll be co-sponsored with the Child Division. We're also, as Virginia mentioned, potentially submitting as co-sponsors with both Child Division and DINE. And we'll certainly send out information about the proposals that are accepted once we have received word on that. So with that, Jeff, if you'd like, or you or Jade would like to talk a little bit about the proposal that for the Scholarship on Teaching and Learning, the Critical Thinking Organic Foods Debate, that would be great. You can take it from here.
Hi. Well, thank you very much. And briefly, the idea behind this session came out of Mary Marini's great debate at the last session, which was an absolutely fantastic session, but wasn't really as interactive as we hoped, partly because both of the presenters were pretty much in agreement about things. So the idea was to try and see if we could be more interactive in the process. And this is really springing off of some work that we've been doing here on critical thinking, and Jade will describe that in just a minute. But what we're hoping to do in this program, it'll be a one-hour program where we will review the scholarship of teaching critical thinking. We'll have the audience to participate in an interactive critical thinking skill development program, and we're using organic foods as the target problem. The program will include brief presentations, which hopefully will be multimedia, by a proponent of organic foods, proponent of conventional agriculture, followed by identification of key points, and then the audience is going to evaluate these points. To work with Top Hat clicker technology so that we can have the audience voting and evaluating these key points. Then we would have the speakers responding to this. And then we'll have some additional critical thinking questions, and the audience will respond to those. And again, the presenters will have an opportunity to talk about this further. And then finally, we'll talk a little bit about critical thinking research that we're doing, and present some of the results from work that we're doing here at URI, and compare those results to what the audience did in terms of the clicker sorts of responses. And then finally, we'll wrap up with a little bit of how you can apply this in your teaching in the future. That's pretty much of a description. And Jade, maybe you want to talk a little bit about the scholarship work that we're doing here related to critical thinking.
Sure. So with the SNEB critical thinking and what we're doing at URI is we're really taking a practice that a lot of times has been used in classes through small group work or case studies and kind of moving it to an online platform where students are walked through almost the framework of critical thinking so that they can make a decision. And with this framework that we'll also be applying to the SNEB program that we're proposing is presenting a topic in the form of a question, so kind of like, what would you do in this situation? And then how we're using at SNEB is hearing both sides of the argument, and we're doing that same thing at URI. And then students, just like the audience, will be asked to rate those key points from both sides, make a decision, and then support their decision with evidence. Dr. Green, do you have anything that you'd like to add?
And then we take it a little bit further and have people go through a self-reflection process to see the extent to which their views on the topic might be interfering with their use of critical thinking skills. And that last piece is really where we're going to have more of a comparison with the between the audience and the and what we get through the students. But that sort of summarizes what we're proposing to do. We do have a couple of potential speakers lined up. One would be Christine McCollum Gomez, and I think many of you know her since she's so active at SNEB. She would be presenting the organic foods side of things. And then Kendra Cattleman helped recruit David Wright from South Dakota State University, who would be able to present the conventional agriculture side of things. And we're hoping to work with various partners to develop the multimedia component so that it'll be a more lively type of presentation than the traditional sort of PowerPoint slides. But we have not confirm these speakers because I wanted to present this idea to the division and get your feedback before moving ahead.
I think those speakers sound wonderful. This is Virginia. We were really excited when you guys approached us to talk about this session. We were in the process of actually planning our SOTL session and liked the idea of sort of shifting it from a panel-type discussion to more of a single topic with a lot of interactivity. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Or okay, well, that's great. Keep moving forward. We look forward to seeing the final proposal and getting it submitted pretty soon. Rachel, can you talk a little bit about the new division website and the e-communicator spotlight that was just discussed on a leadership call?
Sure. Let me see if I can get my screen switched over. I wanted to show you. So with the new SNEB website, there's a the divisions have a couple different places to share information. All right. Okay. So there is a public-facing section for the divisions under the About section. And so if you come here, you'll just see basic information about the division. And that's for the general public. For members, if you'll need to log in. And it's, as I say, it skipped past my login screen, but I'll show you. When you log in, there's a separate section for the divisions along this left-hand menu bar. And so when you click this one, this is where the division chairs actually have access to be able to edit this page and can add any information that they'd like that's accessible to the members only. And then a new feature is there's the ability to have an online forum. So you can post topics and reply to topics as a way to have a conversation or a document sharing between division members. So obviously there's not activity now because all this is still fairly new and folks are kind of getting the hang of it, but I appreciate the chance to kind of show you that this is here. So as you think about how to work on communication among division members, there's the opportunity to do that. The division chairs also have the ability to access the back end of the website to be able to email the members of the division. And so that hopefully is another tool that is going to make it easier for the divisions to communicate between themselves. And as far as the e-communicator spotlights, we have created a little template, and I can send that out when we send out the recording and the minutes from the meeting. But it's really just a basic profile form about, you know, the work that you're doing, the things that you're interested in, maybe some ideas of how you could collaborate with other members. So when you submit that along with a photo, we'll use those in the e-communicator every other week. We'll probably also find a spot for those to go up on the website and even maybe promote on social media. So it's just an idea that's come out of the Board of Directors strategic planning as a way to get members more familiar with each other and to promote networking.
So if anyone is interested in putting someone forward for the e-communicator, definitely let me know and we can connect with Rachel. Also with the website, Marissa and I will be undergoing a training with Rachel later in October and we'll start to get our site up. So if you have any ideas about things that you have there or how we would like to engage with the website, please feel free to share that with us. I wanted to give the different committee representatives a chance to provide updates if they had them. I realize it's really early in the year and you may not, but does anyone that's on the call that's a representative have anything to communicate back to the division?
This is Brandy Jo. We have our first phone call meeting today at 4 p.m., so I will have something to report for our next meeting.
Great. And then, Amanda, I know you sent an update about when the ACPP committee will be meeting.
Yes, I think we meet on the 14th. So by the next time we talk, I should have some updates as well. And I'll send that to you guys through email.
Sounds great. So is there any other questions, comments, concerns that people would like to put forth? Okay, if not, I'll call this meeting to a close.